advanced astrology, I'm taking the line, the words lines up that Ion uses. And you talk about the constellations lining up over the Sphinx. Is that advanced astrology? Astrology being a bunch of numbskulls who look at the planets and don't even know how many planets there are and make up this historical school of thought. Are you talking advanced astrology, or we wouldn't even use the term astrology?
Neither. You don't use advanced. You don't use psychology or astrology or enterology or any of those. None of them apply. They're all ridiculous. They're all some comic book mad magazine rendition of what world is supposed to be, which it's not.
What world? What the world is supposed to be, or worlds? What
yeah.
did you say there?
Right. What world? What the world is supposed to be?
Right. What the world is supposed to be? Is it true? I think many people accept astrology because they notice that an Aries has a certain characteristic, and other people, other signs have other characteristics. Kind of noticeable. I think I've even noticed it. What
maybe
is that based
maybe.
On a reality, or is that bullshit luck?
No. It's all aligned. See, you don't like it when we say aligned, but it's all aligned. It's all set. It's all marked. It's all categorized.
Okay. It sounds like you're saying that astrology is real. You just said it was bullshit. Now you're saying it's aligned. It's set. What do you mean?
No, it's not. Whether it's bullshit or not has nothing to do with how it is. Okay, you throw rocks in the creek. They'll fall to the bottom and they'll make a pattern. Is that bullshit? Well, it doesn't mean anything. It's just they line up a certain way. Well, the stars line up a certain way. It doesn't mean anything. It's just how they are. But if you notice those stars and they point you into a direction like where the North Star lies, almost to the north, then you can use that to your advantage. It doesn't mean that your baby is going to be born with a waterhead because of something. It doesn't mean that you're going to get fucked to death on a deep-sided lolly somewhere trying to get on the other side of the river of the creek bed that ran dry because the stars aligned. See, they add all this other bullshit to it, and that's why.
Yeah,
bullshit.
It's the bullshit. Okay. Is the when they say Sagittarius are stubborn people, that's bullshit?
Nah, that's bullshit. They're just stubborn. They use that as an excuse. They're dual-minded, so they call them a twin because they're duality. They have duality. So all that that stuff that is an excuse that allows you to do what you really want to do. Because every Leo
okay.
is not a lion.
Right. So all the characteristic bullshit astrology assigns to people is to be ignored.
Well, not validated. Yes, not validated. You don't have to ignore it. You can engage it. But, I mean, you know, because if Joyce even played that crap, trying to be concerned and scared and don't work and don't know how to go. James Joyce, you know, the writer? Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
He engaged
okay,
a lot of that, too.
Well, he engaged social mortar patterns and threw them into
well,
the encyclopedia.
Concepts,
right.
Not
okay.
constructs, because he never could apply it, but he did concepts. And then he let it go. And then it was dibbly wibbly wibbly squab.
Right. Okay. So when I noticed there was 322 days before the election, after yesterday's, whatever they did yesterday in their stages of impeachment, was Skull and Bones setting that up for it to be a 322? Did they make that happen that way on purpose, or they had nothing to do with this?
No. Well, they did have something to do with it, but not necessarily. They're not that smart. So, yeah, no, they didn't set up the kismet of 322, but they are involved. What you're not adding is what is this Skull and Crossbones anymore, Bob? Has it also been abdicated to the tech body? That's the question you should be asking.
I think that, yes, all Illuminati's mythical or what have been nullified. I know
well,
that.
They've been gobbled up by the tech body. Now, what does the tech body do? It'll use all this Friday the 13th and the dibble, dibble, giga, double, bubble, toil and trouble.
Like James Joyce did.
In the
He'll use concepts.
Right.
The tech body will yes. use concepts like you just said James Joyce
right.
does.
That's
right.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, here's a concept. Yeah. Derek Yakurkov has come up with this idea that the internet and our Web 2.0 is creating our digital twin. Now, I have said that the Android meme is simulating humans and trying to be as human as possible. Does Yakurkov's digital twin match up with what I've already been saying, or is he thinking something different?
No, yours is better. Yours is better because their twin is limiting because, okay, so in Yakurkov's issue, a Luddite would never have a digital twin, and yours provides it. So his is failing because the twin is based only on the etymology of the conditioned response of engagement. And yours doesn't require any engagement because what we said, and we've been clear, that it affects the red lights whether you have an iPhone or not.
Right, and what are the red lights? You use that phrase a lot.
Like
what are
the red lights? You know, when you're driving on the road and they have they put a light in the top and have the red is on the top, and then in the middle is yellow, it's a caution light. And then down at the bottom, it's a green light. And the green light, what it says is that when it's green, you can go through the intersection. And then when it's changing, it goes to yellow, and you should not. You should slow down and not go.
Yeah,
through
you were
you
saying
go ahead
now,
and go
though,
ahead
you, you defined red lights. Now, your sentence was something does or doesn't affect red lights when we're talking about these.
If you're a Luddite, and you have no electronic devices, in Yakurkov's bullshit, they can't have a digital twin. But we say what you say is, but even the Luddite has twin capacity because the red light affects the Luddite even though he is not engaged with the tech body.
Okay, got it. All right, let's leave that. You used the phrase...
You did good. You did good, Bob.
Okay. All right, good, thank you. Oh, and does Ion Engage in our radio show to engage in social border issues and talk and the 5 degrees, 6 degrees of separation that Joyce did in Finnegan's Wake and the tech body does, is that why we do our radio shows? Because we can't tell them what we're actually doing, but we play with them. Is there a usefulness to that?
No, it's an engagement. It's an engagement. It's a way to show. It's almost your way of running parlor tricks. As well.
You use this phrase, beating Lucifer's time. Bob is beating Lucifer. I have the edge over Lucifer.
Yeah.
What are you talking about when you say beating Lucifer's time?
The dark angel, the head of the third of the angels in the war in heaven that's being run here on earth, it's being usurped by the great usurper, which is the dark soul, which is you. You are taking advantage of all the nastiness that the devil takes credit for. The devil can't get away with anything now. He's going, I did that. Get out of here. You fucking devil, you. That's my shit. I did that. I did. Nah. You
so
get
how,
it. The fuck out of here.
Nothing to do with beating Lucifer's time doesn't mean I'm dancing. Or maybe it does. I'm dancing around his projections.
Well, the devil didn't know what the hex advertisement was. You didn't either till you wrote it in your chart, and you didn't know then till now.
Now,
so
that's what Norman Mailer said. Norman Mailer said back in 73 that technology has thrown both God, our concept of God, and the concept of devil for a loop. They couldn't deal with it. That's confirming that.
That's correct, because you can't juxtapose a justifiable conclusion. You can't juxtapose a justifiable condition. There's the rub.
You can't juxtapose God and the devil or with anything. God with anything or devil with anything. Is that what you mean? Juxtapose.
Right. Yes, both. Juxtapose. You can't interchange them.
That's right.
I would say, Carol, that was my basic insight I got from McLuhan decades ago. So when people went into Satanism or astrology.
Oh, you mean Marge.
When Marge Stewart, when they got into whatever they claimed they were doing, Carol, they'd label themselves, that I knew that the electronic, new environmental effect of electronics made those self-categorizings irrelevant. And he just confirmed it. Even God and the devil couldn't deal with they couldn't keep being their traditional selves under the new electronic Android meme situations, which then led. So in that sense, I anticipate the Android meet the tech party. Would you agree, Ian?
Yeah.
So, and not many people get that point that I'm talking about, that these categories
don't
work. You don't understand what I mean. You don't understand.
We don't either.
But you will say I'm beating Lucifer's time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You are. You are.
Does that mean Lucifer's time, like Nelson Thal used to say, Lucifer, Herbert Armstrong, 6,000 years. You can't beat the Lucifer. He's going to run it for 6,000 years. That time's up. Is that Lucifer's time,
right,
the way you're using it, his era?
Sort of.
It's gone. It's sort of gone. And I beat it. I whooped it. I bypassed it is what you mean. Not beating a drum rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Now, point. When we talked about the House of Stuart line beginning in Normandy, I think you said Albert the Great. I looked up Albert, and he was a scholar, not the conqueror.
Right.
Did you mean the conqueror or the scholar, Albert the Great, or did you mean Alfred?
The scholar.
You did mean the scholar.
We did. Oh.
Let me look that up. So Albert, you did mean Albert. Now, what did he do to get the line going? Did he impregnate somebody?
He made the whole position balance, and he made it work within the zeitgeist that you otherwise wouldn't have without it. His thinking made the conquering valid.
He's at the same time as the scholar is Albert the Great. Now he influenced Alfred the Great in the Normandy area. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, the mind over the brawn might of Alfred the great king, soldier, war guy, he was subject to Albert the Great, and Albert came up with the concepts of making a bloodline?
Yes, or following the bloodline.
Now, the warrior guy, the king, didn't know that stuff.
Correct.
So how did Albert the Scholar know the bloodline? By his studies? Parallel worlding? He was a pretty good scholar?
Yeah. He was.
So he figured out who had the bloodline, and then he got the king warrior guy to bring him into the mating of their family line.
In essence, yeah. It's a little more involved than that, but yeah, you're correct.
What would be a factor of being more involved? It was more manipulation of people or surprising people?
Mechanical, like if you had a court in your kingdom, you could individually pick which ones you wanted to breed. You make a certain choose the DNA aspects of them, you think?
Yeah.
Delay that back to like the Germans when they start reverse engineering of DNA.
Right.
Have
the Germans done that? Are you referring to something the Germans are going to do or they did do? Just re-engineering genetics.
They tried to do that with the blonde-haired, blue-eyed children, you know, the white power.
The Nazi era.
That's why we said Nazi.
Right, okay. So, Alfred, what made Albert the Great, the scholar, and is he Albertus Magnus? Is that the guy? No, that's not the guy who tutored Thomas Aquinas.
Wrong.
That was another guy. Yeah, wrong time. So and this is about 800 AD in timing. Did he ascend through these studies or ascend anyway?
Ascending. He's ascending.
Is he still ascending? Did he transition?
No, not yet.
So he's aware of us?
We'll have to see.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
And is there a particular town in Normandy you would say, or they moved around a lot in the Normandy area so you wouldn't pin them to one town or one area within Normandy?
Wouldn't pin him. Well, you could, but it'd be wrong. You could, but it'd be wrong. So.
Right. So, Albert the Great, did he go to parallel worlds to find out who were the kids that they wanted to incorporate into the new bloodline?
Yeah, he did the same cycle, the 33-year cycle. He went forward and then back and then forward and then back. You act like it's something new, but a lot of people know about it.
Okay, so good. That's Alfred the Great, Albert the Great. What is it? I got to have a name on it. B for
Albert.
Bob. So it has to be Albert. He's the guy. He's
Albert.
The scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bob, not F for Alfred.
Good.
Now, Scott, I think right on the show we discussed fingernails versus toenails. Both are appropriate. I always thought it was just the fingernails we save for the Coldplay, but you can save your toenails too, right?
You may. Certainly may.
And why do the fingernails and toenails keep growing? And I think the hair keeps growing. Because that's
because
an expression that we don't die.
The keratin doesn't dismiss from the body.
Yeah, you know that word, Karen? Keratin?
Keratin.
No, keratin's like carrot. Keratin, Carolyn.
No.
You know about that?
No.
Yeah, the keratin.
Oh, keratin is the type of vitamin A.
All right. And you were saying, Ian, that the keratin keeps active in the dead corpse. And
correct.
That shows that there's eternity, that the you can't get
you're
rid of the corpse completely. Yeah, you're still alive.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, this is considered a Gnostic idea. The idea being that good and evil are an eternal struggle and are always canceling each other out so that they never determine if good won or evil won. Is that an illusion? Is that just a concept?
Evil always wins. What do you mean?
So Gnosticism say they cancel each other out. You don't agree with Gnosticism?
No, because everything, then it's going to... Then Gnosticism needs to say these motherfuckers is fixing to go there and put their dicks put in the dirt. Somebody needs to do an intervention. Somebody needs to do an intervention. The Gnostics believe that. They need to do an intervention. They're not canceled out. It's going to destroy your earth.
Yeah, so, you're saying they better intervene to balance it out because evil's winning.
Because it's fucked up right now.
Okay, what is it different from other eras, which evil always won?
Yeah, this is the end.
This is the end of it. So it's an extreme figure of battle, an image of battle as it ends the battle.
Yeah, it's almost Bloomsday.
The old thing. It's Bloomsday. Is that what the meaning of Bloomsday is?
It is.
Okay.
When you arrive. Now, they celebrate it now. Because it happened then because of now. Not because of then, because of now.
Right. And what it is the chaos the world is noticing right now. That's Bloomsday.
And that they tried to kill him because of it. Because it pointed out the constant abstract of why it's so inappropriate in every place.
To have the chaos is inappropriate.
Correct. Well, to acknowledge it. See, Carolyn would say, don't say it, don't speak on it again, and let it go away. Don't give it any energy. Let it go.
Mm.
And instead, it's putting the spotlight on it, which is, some would say,
so
appropriate.
Yeah. Now, are you saying they tried to kill him? Is it Leopold Bloom, the fictional character, or James Joyce they tried to kill?
James Joyce, yes.
And so Carolyn would say, well, James, you brought it on yourself because you made a big issue out of
it. That's right. If you left the fucking shit alone, you wouldn't have it. Every time you start something, there won't be nothing. If you don't start nothing, there won't be nothing. So please yourself. Okay. And if it works that way, you know why. You know what happened. Just saying.
Yes. Okay.
So that's the way she... Now, we don't necessarily say that's exactly right. We're just saying that's what Carolyn would say.
All right.
So
then... Right. I have notes here, but I think we discussed it recently in the Andromeda category. Andromeda's right beside us, but there's two of us. For little men, it's millions of miles away. For ascended people, it's right beside us. There's no time and space for the ascended, but there is time and space. So then the way Ion plays with concepts on the radio show, and we put on social mortar just to interact with people, is that...
The interplay.
Yeah, the interplay. Is there a service to that? But then I'd supplement it. Is this the doing the false, using the false premise of time? That was something you told us about.
It would be. Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. The false premise of social mortar. The false premise of there's a million light years. All these concepts we play with for the interplay because other effects are the service of it.
And here's what's fun. All these things that
you agree
do
with that,
that
other
too
effects
are
the service. Wait, other effects are the service of it. You agree with that statement. Now you're going to.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
No.
Now.
Yes. And notice every time you do that, it's always with some pie-eyed construct that you can't validate one way or the other either.
Yeah, well, that's where we create something out of nothing.
Like who's got the tape measure that says Andromeda is 2.5 million light years from here? How do you mark that?
Right.
Well, we want to see who's got the somebody put it on their phone how many steps that is, and they walked Andromeda, and then when they said how many steps that was, so that proves what your stride is. So now we know.
Yeah.
And they come up with all these high-ended things where they're proving something or knowing something or having something or being something or doing something. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. That's what they always do.
And
that's the reason we have such fun. And we have fun playing with it back and forth, up and down, over and under, and all that stuff. And it's kind of like, well, yeah, that's as valid as this valid as that valid, because of course validity goes in a validity position of validity. And the validity can take over the validity of a validity of the validity. Because being a validity in a validating world, it's validity. If you have validity that is valid, it would be a validity. The validity has got to be more than the sum total of the capacity of the validity. Because the validity can't prove a valid point of validity. Right?
Okay. Would you do the same game you just did there, playfulness, with balance versus valence?
Never. We don't play with that.
That's real.
That's important. That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point. Because, see, that marker, the valence is more important than the valence. Okay? The valence is what sets the top. It's what sets.
Yeah,
it's
the valence is the
borders.
Curtain overlap. Valence
the box.
Is the thing more important.
The cornish. It's like the cornish. The cornish. Like
the
that.
Lid, the edge of the top of the box.
Excellent lid, yes. That's good. Yes, that carnage. Good.
Okay, would you take as equally?
You've been working with your words. You've been working with your words.
Very good.
You're doing so much better, Bob.
Here's some new words I'm working with. So the difference between tapping and the Chantilly lace or space, Chantilly lace, I think it is.
Tapping.
Those differences between tapping and that and Chantilly, is that as important? Valence, or is it just silliness, like validity and validity?
No. First of all, you got to get the word right. It's tap.
Yeah, T-A-P is in Peter.
No, that's tap.
No, oh, no, that's
tap.
Right. It's tatting.
T-A-T, to tap.
Yes, you're right.
That's making
yes,
not.
I have forgot to correct it. I knew. Okay, tatting.
No worries.
Tatting,
good.
Is Chantilly space or lace?
Lace, L-A-C-E.
The differences of them are as important as valence balance you just made.
They are. One, you can pull out and redo. Crocheting, you can pull out and redo.
That's is that chatting or Chantilly? Which one is the pulling out and redo? Tatting?
Neither.
No.
Tatting is the making of Chantilly lace.
Oh, they go together. Well, I thought there was
a
difference.
Yeah, you haven't done
so.
No, you're talking about the difference between crocheting and tatting. When you tat, you make Chantilly lace. When you crochet a blanket or an afghan.
You blanket on afghan? Is that what you said?
You crochet a blanket, which is also known as an afghan.
Okay. Right. I remember when I was listening to that, it seemed a bit confused to me, or I didn't know which one ended up. So padding and Chantilly on one side, crocheting on another, and those differences are important.
They are. Because the method, the method of creation is from a different standpoint, but both are significant. The same way
the false
balance and valence are different, but they connect empirically.
Okay, give examples. Well, everything that humans come up with when they do engage in social mortar are not significant, like tatting and crocheting.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, so let's lay out a couple. Name a few more pairs that are important. People might think they're not because they sound like they're part of social mortar. We know everything is endless list for silly social mortar dialectics, but this,
okay.
We've got
penis,
valence.
Penis, and vagina. That's a good one.
Okay, that's real.
They go together. They go together, but they're not the same thing. But from an anthropomorphic kind of way, that if you have the androgynous issues right, they really are kind of the same thing because both can contain the ovum, you see?
Yes.
But they're not the same. So that's an example. That's important.
Can you give me a couple more important dialects?
Let's say albumin and the yolk of an egg.
Okay. Good.
Albumin. Albumin is the white part. That's the egg white. And then the yolk is the protein, which then becomes the little girl, the little chicken. You know, look at the girl.
Yeah, the girl. What's the yellow part of an egg called?
Yolk. The yolk.
Yolk.
Y-O-K-E. Yolk.
So that one.
The yolk
and the one
you.
So that's more on the genetic level of biology and chemistry, the yolk, the egg dialectic, as opposed to penis and vagina?
Okay. And let's do something in the word run. We did it earlier already. Recreate and recreate.
Hmm. That's important.
Same word.
The different.
Same word. The same word.
Yeah.
So which word are you saying if you can't definitively? How would you know the difference? Recreate.
Well, recreate is to play. Recreate is to make.
Okay, but if you looked it up in the word, how do you spell recreate?
Right. You wouldn't know how to say
it. Recreate.
There's no difference.
Correct. So there is no difference between playing and assimilating.
Or making. Creating or recreating. Okay, that's important.
That's a good one, too. You like that? You're good at this, Bob. You've been practicing. We're so proud of you. You're doing great. That's homeschool.
Yeah, you hear that,
really
Carol? Very proud
this
of me.
Homeschool. This
you
homeschool.
You hear that, Carol?
Really.
Carol,
this homeschool. This homeschooling is really taking on. It's really doing great. We're great.
The home what?
Summer school.
Home what?
Home training. Home training.
Oh, yeah. Home training, yeah.
Yeah. Summer school. Summer school is doing great for Bob. He's going to be all right. We're so proud.
All right. So maybe we would periodically add new dialectics. That
you
are
do important. Anyway. What are you saying? You do every day.
Okay. Is the difference between
this
the Android beam and the tech body? Hey, no, listen to this one. I mean, I know there's a difference, but let's just run through the routine. It's a significant difference between the Android beam and the tech body.
Okay, Gracie. Yeah, Gracie. Remember Gracie?
Yeah, from Burns and Allen.
That's an example of what you're talking about. Gracie never gets it, but she's always right. She never gets it, but she's always right. And that's what's comical about it. Remember?
And
that's why you cut the thorns off the roses. You know, she gets it, but she's not right.
but that dialectic of Gracie and George, Bob and Carol do it, but it's Bob who doesn't understand it, but always is right. Do
Correct.
I take the Gracie role? Yeah.
You would. Karen would be the straight guy.
Yeah, CB George.
Oh, wait. Guys, okay, just so we don't say she's a woman. No, we don't say she's a woman. Our little girl. Now, sometimes we call her a little girl, though we do that sometimes. But we can get away with it. By God, we better suggest you don't do that. You better not do that. We might can get away with it a little bit, but you better not, mister. You're on thin ice as it is, Gracie.
Right. Bakluin said when he talked about obsolescence, it didn't mean that the thing disappeared. It meant that there was more and more of something because they're easy to deal with because they're obsolete. And it used to have this phrase, if it works, it's obsolete. You're using the word obfuscate to mean they disappear as opposed to McLuhan's definition.
They're rendered useless or not important, not of consequence. They're rendered not of consequence.
And that's sort of what McLuhan means by obsolete, but you're still using them. We still do handwriting, even though it's obsolete. And
Who does?
Nobody print now. Does. But when print came in, there was a lot of handwriting done. But it was obsolete compared to print.
Yeah.
I mean, it was irrelevant. But obfuscate means, like they did with the pharaohs, you're gone. No one knows you even existed.
Yeah, you're toast.
That's obvious. You're toast.
Out of here. You're out of here.
Right. So, what could be something I'm not thinking of?
Rutabagas. Rutabagas. Wait, don't tell.
No.
Wait. Rhubarb. Rhubarb. Rhubarb pie. You hadn't thought of rhubarb pie ever. Did you know that?
That's right. Okay, good.
Never.
All right, here's a question.
Rumpelstiltskin.
You know, McLuhan said that electric conditions mean people can't have ethics and morals anymore because it's also involved in complicated compromise.
They never did.
Okay. No. Now, the Gutenberg illusion made people think they did, and then that's over.
The Gutenberg delusion. It's a delusion. It wasn't an illusion. It was a delusion.
You mean like a flood? Overwhelming.
Delusion.
Okay, when you say people, when people are just shooting everybody in the face, did they do that all through time, history?
No. Now they had, used to, you had regard for life. Let's say you go kill somebody. You don't go kill yourself. By God, I'm going to show you, and they shoot yourself in the face. What the hell? You made a point. Boy, you made a point. That's a good point. I wish you'd have made that point. Matter of fact, I wish you'd have made your point before you shot me in the head. Shoot yourself in the face first, and then don't. Then you can start shooting at me. Then you can really make your point if you want to do that. So you have to be concerned.
Why are people doing it now? Because the guff stopped?
Because they have no regard. They don't have regard anymore.
What changed them to have no regard? What causes no
regard? They have no hope. They have no hope. They know it's over. They listen to you. You said, you sons of bitches, you're going to die. They have no hope. That's what I said. I'd rather go to hell than listen to your damn show. I'm not going to do it. Okay, say it yourself. I'm not going to take rematch because it tastes bad. Okay, well, that's what you got to do. We understand it. It wasn't made for you anyway, so it's okay. It's all good. But that level of disdain builds to a point within the same labyrinth of the mind that you're trying to overcome, other people are feeding.
One concept came out of the Jack Sarfati talk was empire waves. Is there any reality to empire waves, whatever they're, or how would you correct what they think they're talking about? It's just one idea.
They don't have any idea. It doesn't even apply because the empire side, the systemic factors that would be to make it so far from. Uh-oh. Did you fall away?
Yeah. No, we're here. Did you fall away, Count? Yeah, Count fell away.
Count? Yeah.
You going to bed, Gerald?
Yeah. Good night.
The empire waves is a faulty concept you were saying, you were explaining.
Yeah, just that it's not practical.
Empire.
Because, it's not, well, we call it oom-pier because it doesn't apply.
You can't, if you extend it out one step past where Bucky Meister, Bucky, sure, nobody knows
Bucky
how to pronounce
Fuller.
His name. Once you get one step past it, extend it, it fails. Well, if that's the case, then how can you contain it in that field? The wave has to continue. It doesn't. It's not consolidating. So the premise is that that wave is supposed to be inclusive and affect all levels. But it never does. See, it can't because it won't contain outside of the place of its field.
Does that show fallacy of Bucky Fuller's stuff then? His geometry is fallacious?
Yeah.
It's fine. But we're not based on the reality, it's not based on the tetrahedron.
That's correct.
What about the triangle? Might be.
It does. The triangle does, yes.
Okay. It's just that when you start combining them to make a tetrahedron, combining the triangles, you get in trouble.
Correct.
So triangulation, our 4X formula and triangulation technology keeps it simple and practical and workable.
Exactly. Right. Some people are going to do really good when we start getting into the triangulum, it'll make more sense. It'll help. It'll be simple. We're gonna put a method to the madness so that you won't have to figure out what a square is to b.
Right. And triangulation is intimately involved with the triangulum constellation?
It is. It's what lines it all up.
All right.
It's also what's gonna
There's all kinds of headlines. Trump's concerned, Trump's this, Trump's emotionally fucked up.
Trump's laughing his ass off.
And they're going to have a Senate trial. Will he get there or it's not? It's up in the air right now.
Who cares? He's making money off of money off of money. Got a new $30 million into the Republican National. Democrats are scared to death. They're over. They're going to lose the House. Most of them are going to be run out of Washington because he's going to go after them single-handedly. The FISA judge who can't speak. Remember the secret FISA judge that can't speak? All of a sudden came out and said, oh, hell no, it's over.
So are a lot of Americans
We couldn't even find out who the FISA judges were. And now all of a sudden the FISA judges said, nope. Remember that? You'll never know who they are. Well, all of a sudden now you do.
That guy got identified? Did he identify himself?
She did. She's the one that said, I want everything you touch since you've been here. I want documentation on everything because you fucked it.
Wow.
You can only piss on a judge's leg so long and try to convince him that it's raining.
Right. Now, are more and more Americans outraged and they're going to put Trump in, aside from their actual tech body they are going to put it in
change.
Out of a sympathy vote. They're having sympathy for Trump for what he's had to put up with.
That's not sympathy. It's not sympathy for Trump. It's outrage over the system. Fuck Trump. Take Trump out of the way. These motherfuckers have been doing this all the way through. Since damn Spiro goddamn Agnew. Since Henry fucking Kissinger. This ain't new. This has been going on all the way through, and they're over it. They're like, we fixed to impeach the House of Representatives, which, what it's going to do, it's going to cause President Trump to say, well, for the benefits of the American people, I like them, and then I kind of don't, but they're forcing me. I have no choice now. It's gotten pretty serious. We're going to call a constitutional convention. We're going to change this shit up. It's going to get so bad that he's going to be forced to call. Look what they tried to do to me. Look how they tried to kill me. Look how they have beat me unmercifully. Look how they've done. It's just terrible. No president should have to go through this. This is ridiculous. So I think I'm just going to protect the next president. Or I may just stay on for another 20 or 30 years. So we become, you're going to be, and they're going to change it. They're going to, you hear everybody talking about the never Trumpers? Well, they're fixing the opposite. They're going to be ever Trumpers.
Okay.
Are you an ever Trumper? Are you an ever Trumper? Forever Trumper. Yeah, ever Trumper. It'll be good. You'll see.
There are many. There's outrage. The outrage of 2016 will continue in 2020. You pretend to run the election, we're going to nail you.
Yeah.
The people
say. Yeah, it's exactly right. Exactly right. And we said this all along. You know, it's like that now. It's just all for fun and games. It's all for shits and giggles now, which is what you said all along. You said just keep typing. It's nice. Just keep typing.
So a lot of people, a lot of Canadians, they got the CBC propaganda, I guess. And they just think Trump is so dumb, and the world Brexit show people are getting dumber and dumber, and they just are outraged. What kind of bias do these people? Are they too educated? Are they too hoity-toity sophisticated? They're not Walmart city people like Hannity talks about. These people?
They're people. They're people who can't connect, and they don't connect. They can't connect, so they don't connect. And then it's kind of like the non-denominational religion. They didn't fit into any religion, so they joined the non-denomination. Well, so goddamn many of them did it. Non-denominational became a denomination.
So the ones who can't find any benefit in Trump, his personality is disgusting. They basically just can't get into the 21st century or something, or
they
just can't connect to themselves.
They're over it. But now what's worse than that are the millennials who are above it so much over it, they don't even notice it. They think everything is paper fucking straws and got to sip your nutrition through a Starbucks sippy cup kind of thing. You know, it's like that's the only way they live. They don't know anything other than that, so... Like, what you
are
do?
They going to die rapidly, the millennials, more
yes.
than another generation?
Oh, yes. Yep. And won't care. The rest of my life, however long or short, it's over. Or they say short.
So we can play this because they don't care. They won't notice we're saying.
They won't listen. They won't be listening. It won't make any difference. So it's like, fine. Yeah, well, good. Kill me. You say you don't like me, well, then shut up or kill me. You know, it's like, come on.
Okay. Go. The millennials are around 30 now. They have the twinks or something, the next generation. Are they any better?
Twinks. That's the other show. That's the Pornhub show. The twinks are on the Pornhub show. Don't do that one.
No, but
the
10-year-olds, are they as fucked up as the millennials, or is there a turnaround there?
It's coming back. It'll start coming back around because they still don't know anything. But then again, the old cats don't know anything either. So it's kind of like, what we're proving quickly is that even the smart ones don't know a thing. That's the problem.
On all levels. Yeah, it's a level playing field despite the okay boomer and the okay doomer categories. They're all
They pull up, and they pull up, and then you sit there, and we adore playing with Scott. He's trying to make it. But all the stuff that he's so proud that he knows comes to find out he knows is bullshit. It's bullshit. Everything he knows is ridiculous. So that doesn't put him up on the food chain. It puts him below it. Or who can talk about Mr. Trump. Can't even say his fucking name. Sir Fatty. Can't say Sir Fatty. Sounds like he's in some damn bad French restaurant trying to order beurre blanc. Sir Fatty. Mr. Sir Fatty. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so I am not in the Scott syndrome because I know I don't know anything.
Right, and you're ahead of the game because you don't know. You don't know. Yeah. You don't even know what you know.
I accept it.
You know that you don't know what you know.
I know that I don't know. That means I do know something.
That you knew that you didn't know. That you knew that you didn't know that you knew. Yeah, that's right. Something like that. Some facsimile,
okay.
Some facsimile thereof.
Right, right. So, happy days in Trump land. And let's see. Yeah, we want, there's a constitutional crisis, but also Trump is going to make it happen, trial or no trial, that Rudy and the boys get to announce their stop and bring Comey in and put him in jail. That's going to happen,
yeah,
too.
Oh, here's the coup de grace. Here's the coup de grace. Okay. Remember back that thing they called Obamacare, like Medicare,
yeah,
don't care? Well, here's what they did. They made a big to-do about it. And they said, if you don't buy Obamacare, the IRS going to charge you a tax. Well, that's against the law. You can't do that. Now, they can say you have to buy a red tie. Okay? And if you don't buy a red tie, we can charge you a penalty, a tax, because you didn't buy a red tie. Okay? Well, Trump said, okay, I'm going to take the mandate off and make it to where there's no penalty if you don't buy this fucked up Obama nation, Obamacare bullshit. Well, when he did that, guess what? No problem. He kept pre-existing conditions or whatever they're going to write on the autopsy. Pre-existing condition is what they're going to write on the autopsy that you expired from. So he kept that, which is fine. But when he did that, now it went to the Supreme Court to say that it's not that Obamacare itself is not constitutional, because when he took the fee off, there's no tax. So now it's illegal and not constitutional to make you have Obamacare. So this ridiculous, insipid motherfucker, Donald J. Trump, has now single-handedly, without even having to raise his pen, abolished Obamacare. He won.
When did he do that?
In court. Yesterday.
Oh, he won the decision? They made a decision?
He won the decision, yes. It's a big day. So now Obamacare is unconstitutional. But then we mentioned that, and we said nothing would have to be said, nothing had to do. And then everybody said, we got to do this, let's work on it. The House can work on it, let's read it. He says, don't worry about it, it'll be okay. Because we said it was not going to last, remember?
Right, yes, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent,
and
okay.
Took all this window to fix this fine set of fucking you flopped us into, Flippy.
Did you say it took all this window? That was your phrase?
Yeah. Took all this window. The big window.
The Thompson Quadrant, 2 year, 22
true
months detour.
We're going to do it. The hay,
right, that's
the yays,
window,
the nays, and the fuck you.
Okay, so how soon do we not have to pay for our Obamacare? 6 months? When does this get implemented?
It's not constitutional right now. So we'll see.
Yeah, I went in there last week or two ago, and that was the intervention that allowed it to happen. I get in there, and I showed up, and you're not ready. Who are you? And I said, we better do something about this. And so that was part of the change, right? I triggered that.
Yes.
See how we triggered that.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I think we are very good. Thank you very much for those gratitude.
And Jack Dingle is looking up from hell, by the way.
Jack Dingle?
Debbie Dingle's husband?
I don't know. That's a new name to me.
Oh, yeah. Dingle from Minnesota, don't you know?
From what?
From Michigan. Michigan.
Is he a politician or something?
The Dingle. Yeah, he was the longest serving politician ever, like 60 years.
And he's gone?
He died. He died last February, and his wife, Debbie, took the seat.
Yes.
And in the big rally, in Michigan, Trump gets up there and says, he's a really nice guy. The Dingles are good. They were nice. They did a long time. Dingles, he's no longer with us. And he's looking down from heaven, or he might be looking up from somewhere else. Well, of course, blood started squirting out of everybody's goddamn eyes when you said he's going to lose Michigan now because he said the Dingle, Mr. Dingle, was in hell.
Yeah, so you're saying Dingle is looking up from hell.
Yes, we agree. He is looking up from the nether regions.
And Trump will lose Michigan as a result.
Fuck no. Oh, no. Aquino-eye. No, he's going to win. He's going to win. That's just
okay.
That's the chatter. That's the chatter.
Was Dingle one of these guys who had a secret billion-dollar payoff account paid off?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
How
you
do they keep
look
that
Debbie,
secret in the family?
Well, it's easy. It's just you have money. You don't ever money's vulgar. You don't talk about it. You just let it go, and you have money, and you don't worry about it. You just keep going. It's kind of like somebody. What really ought to ask is how is Nancy Pelosi paying for all this bondo work on her fucking face? Her shit keeps falling off. Somebody's paying a fortune to keep that bitch's face on her body. Yeah, it's
and terrible. And no one knows about her husband out there in Fiji or someplace.
Guam.
That's not talked
He's
about.
Guam.
Yeah.
He's
Nobody
Guam.
Talks about that.
Canning,
they're not allowed to talk about it.
But they
it's
can. Well, you can't go against her because he's a piece of cake. She's the devil making fortunes canning tuna with a labor in an American colony getting paid 10 cents on a month.
Right, so she'll lose the House, and that'll be the end of her in politics.
Right, I don't know. She's probably going to probably bury her somewhere. We don't know. There's going to be a lot of swamp cleaning. Swamp cleaning.
Yes.
You've been saying this all along, and you just say, yeah, right, Ion, whatever. But now the worm, you're talking about the worm, he's turned. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, and exactly as we said it, Trump says, collusion, bribery, absconding, all these things he's put on the check marks that they've accused him of doing. Lying, slandering, fucking small animals, everything they've accused him of doing, he's now going after and proving that they actually have done that very thing.
Right now, is he bothered that he's now listed as one of the impeached presidents, or he wears it
like
a bad habit?
Loves it, love. No, he wears it like a bad habit. He loves it. It's wonderful. I'm a deplorable.
He's like me. That's right, Bob in the White House.
Like
okay, thank you.
I'm like
thank you,
you
very
it's
much.
Good. Happy days.
All right, thank you. Very good session, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Good to be alive.
Yes. Yeah.